As Qantas planes fly again, businesses are counting the cost of the airline's decision to ground all flights. The impact has been felt from the mines of Western Australia's Pilbara to remote caravan parks in Queensland's Daintree region. Adam Harvey reports.
Uncertainty about Qantas was already stinging tourist businesses, but the shutdown has been particularly hard felt at some of the nation's more isolated operations. There was an instant impact at Eco Beach Resort south of Broome. Jody Mott is the resort's general manager.
Predominantly our departures, they've actually left and gone to Broome just so they can be closer to phones and airport access. With the arrivals, we have had some people that have had to cancel their booking in full, and some have been able to delay it and just change their travel date.
3,000 kilometres away at the Daintree Riverview Lodge, Philip Jones is the caretaker of a mostly empty resort.
Numbers of campers and people wanting lodges have dropped off sharply since the dispute started.
It's been a tough time lately in far north Queensland, and this isn't helping.
The perception was that even though we weren't affected by the floods and marginally affected by the cyclone, that the whole of Queensland was out of business really did affect us.
The dispute has highlighted Tasmania's reliance on Qantas. The island's tourism body met business leaders today to talk about how to get people on or off the island if this happens again. Winery owner Ian Roberts had his Qantas flight from Melbourne to Hobart cancelled, so he booked a ferry instead.
It's all very well for other people travelling interstate. They can grab a hire car and drive from Sydney to Melbourne. Not a problem. Inconvenience, but not a problem. You can get to your destination. Tasmania doesn't have that. The access is either the boat or flights.
It's not all bad news. In Western Australia's Pilbara, the big mining companies BHP and Rio Tinto rely on a fly-in, fly-out workforce. But they've been able to keep digging because they mostly use charters and other airlines to move their workers around. Rio postponed non-essential travel to free up Qantas seats for workers who needed to get home. And of course, you can't blame every problem on the Qantas crisis. Janet Geppen is from Red Sun Camels, a Broome trekking business.
Actually, this year we've noticed, I think, the Australian dollar has affected us probably a lot more, in that people are going perhaps to Bali instead of coming here. So we've noticed a decline in tourist numbers this year because of the Australian dollar more than anything.
But this certainly wasn't a welcome step.
No, because it is a quiet time of the year, so we're all sort of scrounging, you know, for business, and then to have this, and it's like, oh, great. You know, there goes half our clients.
In Darwin, Chris Schultz's fishing charter business hasn't lost any customers. It's Schultz himself who's been affected.
Yes, well, we have. I'm supposed to catch planes down to Adelaide, from Darwin to Adelaide. I'm supposed to be doing a couple of courses down there, and I can't do them. I've missed my course, and now I've got a book for next year, so $2,500 worth of bloody business. No, lost courses. But luckily, they let me carry that on.
It's been a particularly tough 12 months for the tourist industry, and the people who work in it say it's about time they had some good news.
Adam Harvey.